When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dude, for real.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening.
Where's Jack Bauer when you need him to find your pee?
Hey, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening, episode 58, brought to you the week of March 4th. Nobody's Listening is a podcast where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same. You can check us out on NLcast.com, can't you, David?
Yes, you can.
I'm one of your hosts. My name is James, and my brother's here.
And I'm David.
And we're happy.
We're happy to be here. I'm excited. I'm getting sick.
Really?
Of you. No, I'm getting sick, coming down with something. So I told James I got to stay away from you.
Pudding. I'm trying to think of another one with pudding. A little Office reference there, David.
What?
Anyway, for The Office, you know that show?
Yeah. Love with the show.
But you don't recognize the pudding reference?
No. What season?
Remember? Okay, it was season one, episode one. And the guy, the cool kid who likes Pam,
Jim.
Puts everybody's stuff in Jell-O.
Yes.
And yes. They're making jokes about it, how he said, "You are my biggest flan, and you should have
a flan pan that he put it in," right?
No. No, David.
I don't know what we're talking about. No, I remember the pudding now. P-U-D-D-I-N-G.
Yeah, well, anyway, Nobody's Listening. This episode is brought to you by Dofin. D-O-F-N. And here's the message.
Okay.
Can I read it, David?
Please do.
All right, here it is. James, this whole $5 is to go to David.
Haha.
If you remember my first sponsorship, I actually gave 10 bucks, 5 for each of you all, but I know that David never saw any of that.
Never one penny, 1 cent, 1 ounce of color.
So now you have to give it to him because you read this on the air as per the sponsorship dealio.
It's a contract with me, you, and Dolphin.
Dolph Lundgren.
Flipper.
Welcome back, David.
Thanks,
it was
bud.
Good to hear you two laughing together again.
Huh. Oh, that's great.
Well, you know what, Dofin?
I've never seen that $5.
He's not.
Ever. I want to give back, James. I want to do this on the air. I want to give back to NLcast because it has given so much to me.
Look at you.
You can take my $5 and
what's the real reason? What's the real reason you're not really eager to have the $5?
What the crap am I going to do with $5?
In Ireland. What's the transfer rate, dude?
$3.20.
Yeah.
€3.20. Where am I going to die? I can't buy even a thing of gas. I can't even buy a Big Mac meal at McDonald's. I couldn't buy water. Thank you, though. Thank you for giving to NLcast.
I was alive. That was changed.
Sweet Lord.
Oh, man. All right, let's do this.
Weekly update.
It's time for weekly update. So, David, what's your weekly update? That I'm sure you have.
I do, but I can't say it.
Why?
We've already discussed it.
Well, where you been all week?
I went to Rockford, Illinois.
With who?
To hang out with my sister, my brother-in-law, and my niece, Abby.
Aww.
I will not name the family members, but I will name the child.
Amy.
Amy.
Has been on the show, co-hosted.
Yes, yes. I went up there and stayed with them for the last week.
Anthony. Has been on the show and co-hosted.
Yes. Everybody. Guest hosted. Yes.
Everybody
has,
but Abigail. Yeah.
We're getting there with her.
Yeah.
I was there for about 7 days, actually. Yeah, 7 days.
And you had a blast.
I had a blast. I went to a hockey game. The first hockey game ever. I've ever been to.
Your first time.
Mine,
game.
Not the one. And I saw two fights.
Wow.
I was very impressed.
And then the game started.
And it was a long game.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. But it was good. I am aiming my voice.
David keeps talking to me.
I like talking to you, James.
Well, let's just talk to the television today.
Okay. Telly. But anyway, I was there for a week and got back on Sunday. Had a blast.
Did you go to Nickel World?
Did not.
Nickel World is in Rockford. And Nickel World, you owe us some sponsorship money. If you're ever in Rockford, Illinois, look up Nickel World. It's this little place that probably used to be like an IGA.
What's IGA?
Anyway, it was a convenience store before there were convenience stores. It was a convenience store without gas. It was a small market.
Oh.
Anyway, so now it's full of old vintage video games and old claw machines, and everything's a nickel instead of a quarter, and it's so rad.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
We watched a lot of Cops.
So you didn't get to go to Nickel World?
No, we didn't go to Nickel World, but we watched a lot of Cops.
Let me take a moment.
I want to talk about Cops
right
now. Hold
on. Let me take a moment, though, and tell Anthony you're a loser, dude. Don't take it personally.
We didn't have time.
But you should have taken the boy to Nickel World. All right, so
okay.
Cops.
So we were watching Cops, and there was these two drug people on the side of the road homeless, and this woman was talking like this, "Oh my God, they're here, the police are here, oh my God." And so it was just pretty much drinking in public was what they were getting booked with.
Yeah.
But the cops are going to let them go, just take the beer off of them, throw it away, and let them go.
Mm-hmm.
They're homeless people. And then
they can't help it.
He put the woman on the curb or something to sit down. She's like, watch out. I have a broken toe. Nail. She said, just like that. I have a broken toe. Nail. That was it, dude. And she's like looking up at the cop. Like, I have a broken toe. It's hilarious.
That's awesome.
I'm going to ask Amy and Anthony what episode that was on Cops, what season. You have to see it.
I would love to have that as a sound clip so I could play it on the show.
Okay, I'll get it one for you.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening. I have a broken toe. Now. Boom. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, so that was pretty much it. I had a blast, though. I mean, I told him you don't have to entertain me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just quality time. So we had a good time. Got back Sunday.
You know, the last time I stayed there, I woke up and the basement was flooded and I was floating on a couch, bed, boat. But anyway, that's another story. Hey, my weekly update is I work at a church and we did an open house for the first time where we had all the parents come and because I work with kids, we had their parents come and we kind of just showed off what we'd been doing the last quarter on Sunday night. First time we ever done this. It was awesome. So with that in mind, I got up and I was kind of nervous. I don't know why. I'd never get nervous in front of people. I guess it's just now that, you know, it was something new and I hadn't been. I haven't done a service in 2 weeks. I hadn't been at work for nearly a month between the house and the baby being born.
Yeah.
And I got nervous and I started just kind of talking weird. And the first thing I said, because it was open house, is I said, we want to give you guys an opportunity to see what we do with your children behind closed doors.
Oh, no.
Yes, I did.
No.
Yeah.
James, I can't be in the basement with you and the door closed.
What I meant to say, obviously, was we want to give you a peek in what we do behind the scenes. You know, that was my thing because they drop their kids off. They go to church. They come back. And sometimes if you come early enough, you drop your kids off in a game room. And then if you come late enough to pick them up, you pick them back up from that game room. So, you know, there's got to be at least one or two people that go, okay, what am I doing? Am I dropping them off in a game room? They're just playing games all the time.
Yeah.
And so that's why we did the open house. And I was trying to convey that, but actually conveyed something completely different.
Did.
So I'm expecting attendance to be a little lower from now on.
Oh, good Lord.
It's going to be cameras installed behind those closed doors. Anyway, that was terrible. The worst part is I didn't realize I even said it until later. And yes, I have. Thank you, chat room. I thought about the School of Rock comment because somebody came up and mentioned that to me. And I'm like, you know, that's because you can't talk about kids without it sounding perverted anymore.
Yeah.
You can't do it. You know, I have a close relationship with this, with my brother, you know, I have a close relationship with this kid, you know, relationship, you know, that's so, I don't know.
Yeah. Just, that's pretty bad.
But
so when are you going to resign?
I already have.
Okay, good.
Tomorrow. Now, the other one is the some people that have been following the podcast know David and I's addiction became ices.
Yeah.
Because we were working, we're driving past this place, and we've talked about all of these things wrapped around ices. Well, we've got one more icy story, and it was actually without David, so
yeah, butt out. So I won't say anything.
Shut up. I was buying ices for my daughter, my wife, and me. It was before the baby was born. And, you know, they're 89 cents and $1.09. So I got two 89 cent ones, $1.09. I'm thinking $3. I go up, he rings it up $6.60 something cents. I'm like, what the heck? He's like, yeah, that's what they cost. Is this wrong? No, no, it's not. So he prints out the receipt. It's got the detailed list. I say, hold on, I'm going to go compare it. He rolls his eyes, you know, and he saved himself from being the LBB, by the way, because it worked out. But I look over and I'm like, dude, how did I check the price? And it's on the thing. It's twice as much. I'm like, dude, how does $3 turn to $6? Just tell me that. Mm-hmm. Hey, Ralphie. Ralphie's the manager. Hey, is this changed on the machine? No, it's not. So anyway, long story short, they ended up refunding the whole thing and then charged me like $1.50. I'm like, guys, I'm not trying to rip you off. I just wanted what it said on the thing.
Yeah.
Well, we upped the price, and because of your unfortunate happening, my manager said to charge you for a refill. I'm like, dude, refills. I didn't know they did. I'm going to bring a paper cup.
Yeah.
Give me a refill.
I'm doing a refill and it's 52 ounce.
Dude, it's a lot cheaper than the real ones. But anyway, so he did redeem himself. But speaking of which, the LBB of the week.
One of the many tools of the devil.
It's actually the ant farm people. David, you know what I got for Christmas.
I know. It's
I got
really
an ant farm.
Cool.
And I've been wanting an ant farm since I was a kid. This one's really cool because it's got green gel in it, and you can see all the way through it. So not just the tunnels that touch the walls, the outer walls. You can see the tunnels that go through. The gel also doubles as food and water for the ants.
Wow.
But when you get an ant farm, ladies and gentlemen, the ants do not come with the farm. It is just a farm without ants.
Yeah.
It's a farm for ants. The ants are not there. They don't come in a little capsule. But anyway, we've talked about this on Geek Loves Nerd, but the ants, I got this for Christmas. How long has it been? December. Okay, we can't count December because we've got Christmas at the end of December.
Yeah.
January, February, now March. I'm not going to count March. It's been still 2 months. 6 to 8 weeks, people, is what it says. Actually, it said 4 to 6, but I'm going to say 6 to 8 just to be kind to them. They've cashed the check. It was a $4 check. I paid $1 an ant, I'm guessing. And there's no ants. The ant farm's sitting there. My own daughter tonight said, oh, this ant farm, they will send the ants soon for you so you can open it. It will be nice. I'm like,
that's
don't
sad.
Count on it, little 3-year-old innocent person. Them ants ain't coming. Creo in the chat room says, go outside and get your own. Like, okay, sure. Under 3 inches of snow, I'm going to go get some hibernating ants.
Yeah, like, true. There's no ants around.
No, there's no ants around here.
Dig.
I'm going to dig you.
Dig you a grave.
So anyway, before we move into the rest of our show, ant people, you are the LBB of the week. And I just want to give a shout out to everybody in the chat room. We did a last minute live show. And so we've got B. Frank, G. Smith, Gwendolyn, Hapster, Hey Lauren, Mac is back, and then Carrillo from the forum. So, Gwendolyn, Guidoan? I don't like usernames at all.
No.
Gosh. Anyway, welcome everybody in the chat room. Thanks for joining us at the last possible moment possible.
Awesome.
News.
All right. We got a little bit of news, and it's the same stuff I say every week, but I would love for you guys to go to drawyourpicture.com and check out a portfolio that I have up there and consider letting me do some artwork for you. You don't have to be a business. You don't have to be a podcast. You don't have to be a youth group or a ministry. But if you need artwork of any kind, give me a call. Give me a text message. Give me your email address.
Please do, because he's eating top ramen. He hasn't eaten a good meal in forever.
I'm withering away.
I mean, he got fired.
So I got fired for talking about what I do with kids behind closed doors. Also, sponsor a show, peeps. Many of you have. We love it. We're actually sponsored all the way through episode 63 right now.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. But for only $5, you can sponsor a show. Your name will be mentioned. Your message will be read. You'll get a button. You'll get super member status in the forums. And
you will have our love and our affection.
Forever and ever.
And
Amen.
We will tell you what we've done with your children behind closed doors as well. We'll have a little open house for you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have our featured story. Say something funny, Dave.
Funny.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Featured story.
All right, it's featured story time. And today's featured story is a little unique, Dave.
Yeah.
Because it's not my story.
It's not my story.
It's another guy's story. I heard it today, and I really wanted to share it because it's a frustration story. This is not a funny story, people.
No.
It's not a depressing story like Christmas was. But it is a frustration story. Okay, friend of mine, we'll call him, let's call him Lucy. No, let's call him by his real name. His real name is Randy. I call him Randar.
Okay.
Randar, the other day, it was freezing cold out, and he locked his keys in his vehicle.
Ooh.
His wife, who was out of town, has...
the other set.
Yes. And has a special thing on her car for some reason. She has roadside assistance, but he never thought to get it for himself.
OnStar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't OnStar, but it was like a $3 a month thing, maybe through her cell phone or something like that.
OnStar. Unlocks your car.
People. But it was $3 a month, and he got it for her, but he never got it for himself. He's locked out. His kids are outside with him. They have very little coats on because they were intending on running from the school right into the car, and for some reason he had to go in and do something, come back out, car is locked, okay? So he has a cell phone. He calls a couple of places. One place says, $60, we will crack your car open. All we need to be able to do is confirm that it's your vehicle. He's like, ah, that's a little much. So he calls another place, and... they're like, okay, it's $45 for the service call, and anything we have to do above unlocking your car is going to cost extra.
They're scammers.
Hold on. He says, that sounds cool, because, you know, they're going to do it for $45, and there's not going to be anything extra, because it's, he says, I've seen people do this. My wife has done this in a minute and a half when she had the right tools, so I know these guys are professionals. They'll pop that thing open, I'll be able to get
sounds
in.
Sounds like Randy's 45 wife bucks. Is professional, too.
A different kind. That's why she's out of town. Where are you going, honey? I'm going to Vegas. Got a job. So anyway, he goes and tells the $45 guys to come on out. And the guy that comes out is not the same guy that he talked to on the phone. It's somebody else. It's from some company with a truck that doesn't have a logo on the side. And the guy says, hello, I have a clipboard. I'm official.
Yeah.
And I need right now to go ahead and take your driver's license.
No.
And I need you to sign this paperwork because I need to hold on to your driver's license. That way, when I get into the car, I can confirm
that's his car.
That it's your car with the registration. And Randy's he's a trusting man. He's a good man. He's an awesome guy. He gives the guy the driver's license. He signs the document for the service agreement. And the man says, okay, $45 for me to have come out here.
No.
It's $95 for me to unlock your car.
After he signed it.
Yeah. And he reads the service agreement he just signed.
I would have punched the guy in the face, ripped the paper up, and punched him in the face again.
And the service agreement said that he agreed to pay the $45 service charge. The guy had his driver's license, all this kind of stuff, had him over a barrel. And Randy said that he got so angry that he was praying, God, don't let me kill this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, have you ever been in a situation like that, Dave, where you just felt trapped, like somebody scammed you?
Well, I went to try to get a car one time, and they tried to scam me. They tried to make me sign this paper. If I signed it, then they would get it. If I signed it for that price, they would be able to get it for me, and I am contracted to that price. But I kept on signing Daffy Duck.
Just like in the office?
So, yeah, there's nothing they could do.
You know, I know what you're talking about. They tried to do that to me when I was a young man. Me and Jen, when we first got married, went to a place, and the guy had a piece of paper that literally said, if we agree on a price on this vehicle, you agree to buy it.
Yeah.
Period. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. If we agree on a price, I'm going to buy the car. He said, well, go ahead and sign it. I'm like, it's not legally binding. That's what he says.
Then
like,
why am I signing it?
And finally, he just gave up, and we went on, and he turned out to be a jerk, but we didn't buy the car from him. But yeah, it's that same thing.
Yeah.
And it just went that moment where you've been scammed and you're just stuck and you're ended up with a lot of money. It's the worst feeling in the world. And that's what this guy felt. I mean, he's freezing. Literally, if he stays out in the cold, he's going to freeze. His kids are going to freeze. He's got to pay $45 because he just signed a contract. You know, the guy's going to get him for that. Got his credit card number and all this stuff. But do I pay the $95 to...
Wow.
Do you know you can go to a auto parts store and get the unlocking bars for $40?
$40. That might be worth it, but the only problem is I'd probably lock it in the car.
I need you out here to help me get in.
I'd have to get one of those giant... You know how you have those magnetic boxes for your keys? I'd have to just get a big, giant briefcase with a magnet underneath. In the trunk, up under the hood where I can't get in. But, and regular listeners of the show know that I do this all the time. I lock my keys in my truck all the time, and the people at church, you know, have mercy on me, or we actually have called a locksmith. Never anybody like this, but Randy just, you know, he felt trapped. He wanted to hurt this guy. He wanted to fight, but he wanted to get his kids out of the cold. He wanted to go home, 100 other different things. And he came up with a marvelous plan. I was so proud of him.
Okay, good. I'm glad this is going to end somewhat decent.
I'm lying, dude. He paid the
$95.
No! Yeah. No. It's terrible. I wish I had a better ending for you.
Randy, why do you make up something for me?
How would you want it to end, Dave?
He punched the guy in the nose, took his credit card and his driver's license.
Oh, it gets better. I forgot about this part. The guy wants cash.
Of course, he's a scammer.
He won't take credit cards. He won't take a check. He wants cash. So he unlocks it in 30 seconds, not 60, 30 seconds, 95 plus 45, and says, you know what? Actually, there is a little bit of a happy ending. I forgot.
Okay.
Randy got him to $95, period. So not 95 plus 45. So that there is a little bit of a happy ending, but... So the man follows Randy to the ATM.
This is a scam.
Randy wanted to just gun it and just go.
I would
just leave that dude, but he didn't. He paid the guy, and it's over now. I told him, dude, you need to call the Better Business Bureau and report him. Because you know people don't think that does anything. But my wife, she checks everybody out on that website, and if there's anybody that's got anything, she doesn't use them. It's like eBay feedback.
What's the name of the company?
I can't say. I don't remember.
I'm going to talk to Randy. I'm going to get it, and I'm going to file a lawsuit.
David's going to become a stalker.
I am.
For this company.
I bet you that man has not shaved in like a week, the guy that came and unlocked the truck or van.
Yeah.
He smelled funny. He had a crappy car or truck, and he had a pry bar and a coat hanger. Oh!
And an axe to grind.
Night.
David's all upset. So how would you want it to end?
Dude, I would
punch him in the nose.
Punch him in the nose. Randy would take his credit card and his driver's license back and do a Kill Bill, wrap around his head, slit his eyelids so he could never blink again. What? You asked me.
Gosh.
Okay. Can I finish?
Okay.
Chop all his fingers off so he could never, ever do it again. Think about a little man with nubs. Trying to get the pry bar in there. No, I would love just a punch and run type deal, like afterwards.
Okay, in a perfect world, I would love to just lay him out.
Yeah, lay him out.
Get his tools and my stuff back. Unlock the car, lay his tools carefully next to him, and then get the heck out of there.
See, I would punch
but
him.
But I couldn't. I wouldn't do it.
I would punch him and then talk to him.
You know what
say,
I would
do?
Do
you know what you're doing? And then if you got up, I hit him again.
You know what I'd do? I'd seriously, if I was in that situation, I would take a moment, because what do I got to lose? I would sit and think for a minute, even freezing cold. And then I'd call my mom. No, I'd call the police.
I would.
And I'd be like, dude, this guy's trying to scam me. He told me for $45 he'd come out and unlock the car.
You didn't understand the contract that I was stating towards you on the phone. That's what crap they would pull. See, I don't understand stuff like that. See, I would punch him and just tell him about Jesus.
That's what somebody in the chat room said. Oh. Punch him and tell him about Jesus.
Well, the thing is, Jesus is also known as Jesus, and he is a fresh man from Mexico.
Jesus
known for mass murders.
Jesus will save you from me.
You better start calling on him, brother.
Call on him, baby. So anyway, yeah, a little tiny, little bit different story today.
Yeah.
Just a frustration story. If you have any frustration stories, send them in to us, man. Oh.
I would love to find out that company and send some harassing emails.
Oh, yeah, because those are so hard to overcome.
Dude, I have to talk to you and do this.
Okay.
Lure him to your house.
Say, hey, I need
that guy that talked to that guy at that school.
I need a car door unlocked. And I heard
$45. Oh, that's great. Plus $95. Oh, that's even amazing.
I heard he was really good.
Send him on over.
Dude, we might have to do this because Rob the guy we wanted to laugh hardcore, Rob, he's gone.
Yeah.
So we don't have anybody else. Maybe we could. I think I would take anybody from that company, though, because they're all doing the same scam.
Yeah, they all know what's
going on. How would we do it? How would we play them?
Oh, I'd have to pray about this one, but I would definitely pull some stuff. I would pull some.
You know how to do it. Oh. Here's what you do.
I got one after you get done.
Okay. You would have somebody hide inside the car, and you would bring them out. And we'd have to have the listeners supply the money because I would actually want to pay them at least the $45.
No.
But they would unpop the lock, and then the person hiding inside would keep locking the doors again and again and again.
Is that it?
And then you would just totally harass the guy and be like, my doors aren't unlocked. I'm not paying you anything.
Dude, is that it?
And then you would slit his eyeballs. So he can never blink again.
No, here's mine. Call him out. You call him out.
Okay.
And then they come out to the vehicle.
I'm calling you out.
They come out to the vehicle.
Okay.
They tell you all the jazz.
Yeah.
When they start unlocking, I come up there with a baseball bat and say, get away from my car. What are you doing trying to break into my car? Get away from it. You just take off running. And I'm there with a guy with a coat hanger and a pry bar.
Oh, man.
And I start hitting his tires. Not hurting anything.
Right.
Just hitting his tires. And his rims.
Is that all?
No. But we cannot tell you.
Oh, man.
That's what I would do.
Oh, there's got to be ways. If you have ideas, people, we'd love to share them.
Yeah.
With our listeners. But that was our featured story today. It's all right.
We can do it on camera. So then he can't say anything.
Well, that's what I was thinking. If we videotaped it and we had a guy that looked like he was from Action News pop out.
Yeah.
Be like, sir, and we get that hand in the camera thing.
Yeah.
Leave me alone, you know.
Was the guy Arabic that broke in?
No, I don't know. I didn't mean to do an accent. I'm sorry, all the Arabics out there who speak Italian. I don't know. I just messed it up even worse.
Digging that hole.
Oh, man. Been watching too much of The Office. But anyway.
Love it.
Who's a Norwegian guy? There you go. It's time for emails and voicemails, and we do have a few of, we don't have any, all the voicemails we're going to play at the end of the show, but we do have some emails. This one's from Cadage. So I'm sitting in my English class next to my friends. Let's call him Lucius. Oh,
well, that's a nice one.
Creative.
It's not satanic.
So Lucius is a bit of a troublemaker. He's often using his imagination to plot and not do schoolwork. Anyways, I'm working on some schoolwork when I catch a glimpse of Lucius. His face is purple. Not like he's blushing. It is deep, thick purple. Before I even know what's going on, his eyes roll back in his head. His face falls right on his desk with a crack. A thin layer of blood starts dripping out of his nose. Yuck. So I calmly raise my hand and I announce to the class, excuse me, but I think Lucius just died. Thank you. David laughed.
I was
off
into
mic.
It, man.
And he was brought down to the nurse's office and brought back to consciousness. And the first words he said were, dude, did the teacher scream? I later learned that he had planned it all except for the breaking of his nose. Let's just say his parents weren't very happy. Anyways, thanks for reading the story, Cadage. Oh, man.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Bob Jones says, hey, I'm caught up now. I've listened to all your episodes, so I figured I'd send in a story. I was in the first grade. And I didn't really like to use the public restrooms. Isn't that an issue that you usually get into high school?
That is.
So, wow. We were sitting in the cafeteria during lunch, and I had to have a bowel movement.
You had to
in his pants.
Movement. Oh, no. Where? Point at it. Point at it where you read that.
In
oh, my
pants.
Gosh. Hey, dude, you don't send this kind of stuff in for people to read.
Especially when you're still in second grade.
I know.
I'm not really sure why I didn't just go to the bathroom, but first graders are pretty stubborn. I always pooped in the potty. I did my doo-doo in the in the tutu. So I remember after lunch, the older kids were walking by saying, "Ooh, what's that smell?" It was pretty embarrassing. But the most embarrassing part was when my female teacher took me into the bathroom and wiped my butt.
No! I bet he went into the girl's bathroom.
I was naked in a very small bathroom with a teacher, a female teacher. Oh, that's my story. Dude, you can't do that anymore.
No.
Gosh. Back in the dizzy. Anyway, here we go. Garrett from Georgia says, "So one time we were eating pancakes, and all was going well, as it usually is when you're eating pancakes, and then by the time you've had a few, you get really, really sick of them."
Yeah, too much syrup.
Have you ever not been sick of pancakes every time you've eaten them, though? You love them. They're wonderful.
You want them.
But then you eat them, and you're... Bleh.
Yeah.
Anyway, no other food really does you that way. They were very tasty pancakes, nice and fluffy, and my family was enjoying them until my mom went to sit down and get some pancakes. All of a sudden, she says, "Everybody stop eating now!" Turns out there were ants in our syrup.
How many times?
Nobody had noticed before my mom started eating.
How many times have you had ants in your pancakes?
Never.
I have had them multiple times.
Really?
Yep.
In your syrup?
Yep.
It must be a Georgia thing. It
must be a Florida thing.
Florida, Georgia thing.
Dude, I remember it so many times.
Really?
Yep.
Ants in your syrup.
In Dixie.
Good God.
It added some crunch to it. You know, I thought they were just crispy pancakes. Mom cooked them a little long on one side.
A little crisp.
I'll just eat it anyway.
Nothing like a little extra fiber.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, James and hopefully David, this is Blake. I have a story I think you guys will enjoy. My dad told me once. My dad lived in rural Kansas. He did a lot of farm work with his mom and dad, hauling things around and whatnot. On one occasion, his mom had to ride in a trailer being pulled by the truck in order to hold something down because they had forgotten to bring tie downs. My dad thought he'd be funny. So this is grandma and dad, basically, back in the day.
Okay.
Dad thought it would be funny and proceeded to speed up and swerve the truck to scare his mom. He did this for about 1 minute, and then he glanced into his rearview mirror only to see that his mom was gone.
Oh, mama!
He threw open the door. He runs out. He yells her name as he tries to find her. As he ran past the trailer, his mom jumped out from in front of him and stopped him. She'd been laying down near the back of the truck in such a way that my dad couldn't see her. My dad truly learned a lesson that day. And to my knowledge, he has never received a traffic ticket since that day. So did he get a traffic ticket on that day?
His mom probably beat the mess out of him.
That's what I'm thinking. He got a ticket to Spankinville.
No.
No, too.
You made fun of me.
You were making fun of me.
No, I wasn't. I promise. Sweet Jesus.
Y'all, I hope y'all enjoyed and keep up the awesome show, Blake. Okay? Let's do one more. Let me check the time, though, real quick. Yeah, we're pretty good. Hello, James and guest. I'm Chris from Arizona, and I do have a story for you. Okay, so last night I was told to throw a... I did that one last week. Good Lord. I got to delete them. Okay, here's one more for Blake. Wow. Hey, nobody's listening. Something happened to me today that I thought you'd find funny. My class had just got done playing dodgeball in the gym. We were walking to the locker rooms. On my way to the locker room, I went behind the bleachers to get my backpack. This one is pretty good. We've had problems with stealing in the past, so I didn't feel comfortable leaving it out in plain sight. Well, apparently somebody did find it. I approached my backpack to find that the straps were missing. The outside pockets were missing. Even the design on the outside was ripped off. I panicked, thinking someone had taken my bag and that maybe that was somebody else's. I felt for a zipper. I found it. And I opened it, and that's when I realized what had happened. My straps were on the inside of the bag, along with the zippers, pockets, the design, etc. Somebody had dumped everything out of my bag, turned it inside out, and crammed all the stuff back in it. I almost missed my next class trying to put everything back in its place. Hope you enjoyed that. Next podcast. Yeah.
That's a good prank, because it doesn't mess anything up.
Right. I love pranks, as long as they don't hurt anybody. I had a prank played on me that hurt me. Hurt my bike. Remember when we used to live behind the school?
Yeah.
The high school?
Yeah.
I'd ride my bike up to the fence. that was near the PE field, and I would lock my bike to the fence, and then I would go, and I'd come back and unlock my bike and go home.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ride it across the field. I wasn't necessarily proud of it, so I didn't ride it all the way up to the school. Well, one day I come back, and somebody had taken my bike, chain and all, and just hurled it up over the fence, and it was hanging about 10 feet above my head, and the bike chain was keeping it. I finally pulled it, but it came back over the top of the fence and almost crushed me. It almost crushed me, David.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. That was the reaction I needed.
Wow.
Oh, man. So those are our stories for today. We still have a few more to read, but they pile up, and I can't put them all in one show.
Yeah. And I don't like reading them.
David does not like reading.
No.
So I'm going to be nice to him. Here's one more. Dadgum. I don't know what I was thinking here. My family was eating at Minsky's Pizza, and we were talking about how my sister will be studying abroad in Derry, Ireland this
County
summer.
Derry.
Really?
Yeah.
She talked about other places she would go in Europe, and she mentioned Rome. It was loud. And she said it kind of loud. And it made me think of the earlier podcast where you talked about the girls in Olive Garden talking loudly about going to Rome and London. London! The memory entertained me. Peace, Red Boar. So thanks, Red Boar.
Why would you want to go to Derry? County Derry.
Yeah. Tell us. Tell us.
There's nothing there.
Okay. So
cows and dairy milk.
Really? Is that really why they call it that?
No.
Oh. All right. Well, it's time to give away a button. Who do you think? Cadage, Bob Jones, Garrett? Red Boar, Blake, the butt wiping kid.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
Okay.
That's nasty, though. You really check your drawers.
Bob Jones, you have got yourself your button, dude. So send us your address, and we will more than happily give you your button. We have a little special guest that just came in the room. Come on over here. Come on over here, kid. I have a little girl coming to say goodnight to me, and there's no reason why you shouldn't give me a hug on the show. Oh, give me a hug, girl. You want to be on the podcast?
Yeah.
All right, talk into that and say, what's up, peeps?
Hello, peeps.
Why are you talking funny?
You've been drinking the cough syrup again?
Yeah.
What's up, peeps?
Okay, so tell everybody your name.
I'm Jenna.
And who's your brother?
Alice. Tennessee.
No, that's you. Who's your brother? Focus.
I fell asleep in the morning.
You did?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have something funny to say before you go night? Say something funny.
There's a one cat get in me.
There's a cat that got in you.
Yeah.
All right. You're 3 years old, right?
Yeah.
All right. Give me a kiss. Love you, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't worry about me, Jenna. Just whatever. I'm just a stupid uncle.
Hey, Jenna. What do you... Come back over here real quick. What do you call Uncle David to make him mad?
I let you call Niece David.
Niece David.
That is wrong.
All right, Jenna. Wrong. We'll see you later.
Bye, Jenna. Good night. Good night, Jenna.
We love you, girl.
Good
Bye.
Night, Jenna. No.
You can leave now.
Good night. Got out. Out.
Run. Run, woman. Good night.
Crazy.
All right. It's time for us to get out of here. So congratulations to Bob Jones. Thanks to our sponsor, Dauphin.
Thank you.
And thanks, David.
Anytime, bud.
And thanks to you. You random person who's decided to randomly just start sending us, what do they call them? What do they call those stupid things? Where they put together bits of the show.
Mashups.
Thank you, random person who decided to start doing mashups for Nobody's Listening and sending them to us.
We really appreciate it.
That's awesome that you would do that. And thank you, Rockstar Paul, for potentially finishing recording and sending us our new theme music.
What a slacker.
I know.
Gosh. Hypocrite.
Kind of famous people do we know? None of them. None of them good.
Okay.
All right. It's time to get out of here. So don't forget to check us out online at www.nlcast.com. Get on our forums and call us with your stories. 816-298-0823. And you don't have to have a story.
No.
Call us with a comment for the love.
That's not 2 minutes just, long.
Yeah. Yeah. Call us with a 15-second thing. It would be so rad. And leave an iTunes review if you haven't. Dude, last time when we said thank you to the people,
yeah,
we got we went from 136 to like over 150 or something like that. It was insane.
Really?
They love us.
Thank you, people.
So rad.
Thank you.
Ugh.
Double. Thank you. Triple. Thank you, quadruple.
And don't forget to tell a friend about Nobody's Listening.
Okay.
So we'll see you guys next week. And don't worry about if we've offended anybody with anything we've said.
Hopefully I have.
Because nobody's listening.
Visit us online at nlcast.com or look us up in iTunes. While you're there, why not leave a review? Email your stories or comments to nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com or call them in at 816-298-0823.
David, I want you to do something real quick. Stop for a second. This is a serious moment.
What?
You've offended tall people.
I have.
I think you need to apologize.
Okay. Dear tall people, this is David from Nobody's Listening. I apologize for offending your race. I apologize for, you know, offending you people. The question I have for thou'st tallest people, is the atmosphere different up there or what?
Gosh,
I mean, tell
David,
me.
David, stop. It's over.
Bye, tall people. I'm waiting outside your window.
Hey, James, it's me, Emilio, again, and I just wanted to let you know I'm a new member on your website known as Legos. So, yeah, I just want to tell you, keep the good work, and I like your show. I got like, I think, 7 people from my school or class to listen to your podcast, and they all say, rock on. Thanks from me and my sister, Danny. All right, bye.
Hi, nobody's listening. This is Sydney, just calling in. My little sister was born when I was 3 years old. I don't know, a couple weeks after my sister was born, I got kind of bored of her because my parents made out to seem like my sister would play games with me and play with my toys and we'd have more toys to share and, you know, she'd play Candyland with me and all that stuff. So I said, baby, boring. She don't play games. Just sleep and eat. And then I said, throw in trash can. And my mom said, well, she'll only fit in the outside trash can. We don't want to throw your sister in the trash can. She'll get cold. And then I said, throwing blanket, too.
Hi, this is Rachel from the Sims 2 Challenges podcast and the Girls Night In podcast, and I was just calling in to say I'm sorry to the guy that my story made it so he couldn't eat his chicken. I'm very, very sorry. I really didn't think it was that bad. I thought that James telling about cutting his brother's fingers off, I thought that was like 10 times worse. But I guess I was wrong, so I'm sorry.
Them ants ain't coming.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.